Chapter 11. The Sword in the Stone. It was true. Arthur's sword was sticking out of the ground next to the dragon's body.
Oh, it doesn't mean anything now,
said Arthur.
It's just an ordinary sword.
In the stone,
said Gwen. She understood everything now.
It's the sword in the stone again. That's very significant.
Only the true king can pull the sword from the stone,
said Merlin.
Everybody knows that.
But what does that mean?
Asked Arthur.
Does Gwen have to pull my sword from the stone and give it to me every time?
Well, that depends on her,
answered Merlin.
Gwen, now that you understand the significance of pulling the sword from the stone, do you want to do it again? Or are you ready to return to your old life?
As he spoke, a strange thing happened. The cave wall and the dragon disappeared, and the three of them were next to a path. They heard the sound of feet running on hard ground, and someone shouted,
"Get her!"
Gwen's face went pale. She recognized that voice.
I brought you here to teach Arthur an important lesson. He was young and arrogant before,
Merlin explained.
Are you ready to be king now, Arthur? Pull the sword from the stone, and you will be King Arthur.
Really?
Arthur's eyes shone, and he immediately extended his hand to take the sword. But Merlin didn't look happy. Arthur looked at Gwen, and then stopped.
It's not important if I'm ready or not. Gwen deserves to be king. I can't send her back there to the bullies.
The path started to fade, and the sounds of voices grew quieter. Merlin was smiling now. Gwen took a deep breath.
No, Arthur, she said. You must follow your heart. You are ready to be king. You just showed that. The old Arthur didn't think of others, only himself. But you wanted to protect me, like a true king.
Arthur shook his head.
No, I can't do this to you.
Gwen smiled.
I can do this, she said with emotion in her voice. I just killed a dragon after all.
She pointed at the sword.
Pull it from the stone, Arthur.